listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's the you? Keep it real, take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Prepare yourself!
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's the
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Yes, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, Dean. Right here on RBN. Brought to you by KillTheBlock.com. It's a social network. Our censorship, that's also, be sure to go to BigDealBradyList.com. All your police reports against the corrupt police. Be afraid to be alone. Justice in this world. All right. Let's get this show on. Yeah. What's going on in the world today? People fighting you. Okay. Let's just let your hair down, let it run. So, it's just life. What can we say, huh? I don't know. I kind of want to make fun of people today. If you also want to call in and participate in the show, have a discussion with me, definitely call. And phone number 800-9443. Once again, that number is 9443. I believe that's if you're international or something. But if you're in the United States, you want to call local, help us out, save us a little money on the phone lines. Call local, 512-248-8252. And that phone number is 512-248-8252. Yes, I'll be taking calls for the whole show. It's the last hour. So if you want to call in, yeah, let's do it. And into the show, I definitely want to say a thank you to the sponsors of the show. Thank you to the sponsors of our network. Definitely need to support small business, because, you want to take control of your planet, you want to take control of your world, you got to support small business. That's just a fact. You want to have economical impact and keep your money strong, keep your supply of the things that you need strong, keep it strong and out of the hands of the politicians. You're going to need small businesses. Matter of fact, you shouldn't have huge mega corporations. These are things as closest to monopolies as you can have. We shouldn't have one big federal government. It's actually constitutionally illegal. While we have our states, we have our we have our capitals, we have our cities, townships. disgustingly, even associations, which I don't agree with, those aren't any kind of real of law organizations. But yeah, everything starts with the community, right? We need to build a better world, support our sponsors, please. It's not like you don't get anything out of it. You're buying a product, right? Buying a healthy product for yourself, a useful product. It keeps us on the air, and it keeps the fight going. It's only win-win-win. So if you go to McDonald's and you buy a cheeseburger, you're only serving yourself and being slave to mega corporations. If you go, I don't know, get some meat from the guys that use our ESOS, you know, that keeps them in business, that keeps you served, and that keeps, once again, political power. Dollar. The dollar may be slave debt currency, but it's the only leverage that we have because the world runs from our work. As if it's not enough to have half our taxes taken away from us, you know, let your money talk for you. Let your money do something for you, because half your check is taken from you and none of that money is doing you any kind of good. Well, not like you don't have the other side of the coin to control, literally. You can't say, you know, the white man did this to me, the white man did that to me. Democrats, this and that, you know, the libtards, the, you know, you have a responsibility yourself to take control of your work. Spend your money, save your money, I don't care. You should be buying some gold, right? Our sponsors, you should be buying seeds, our sponsors. You should be buying, you know, supplements from our sponsors. This is like the ultimate prep. You know, I listen to our commercials. I think, gee whiz, what else can I need? I wish there were, I wish there was some sort of care package. Just every month, just send me everything you got. You know, give me one of each sponsors, and just get it every month. It's that good. It's not a paranoia thing, obviously. People made so much fun of preppers. Oh, doomsday preppers. Oh, they're crazy. Well, since Joe Biden's gotten into office, well, it's not so crazy now, is it? Not so crazy, huh? Food shortage. People going crazy underneath the psyopses which create false flag shootings. Are being talked about. They don't want to talk about all the shootings that have been stopped by citizens, responsible citizens, carrying their guns, stopping atrocities. So, you know, we are the ones that have been proven right. We are the fight. I'm not asking you guys to join a commune. Although, if I ever did get rich and could buy a lot of land, I would definitely invite big conservatives onto property as humanly possible and develop our own township, for sure. And be a good example to the rest of the country. Sort of like Kennesaw, Georgia. That'd be awesome. Everybody mandated to have a gun. No crime rate. I just can't believe people are not just taking Kennesaw, Georgia as a model. It should be a model for the rest of the country. It should be a model for the rest of the world. No gun crimes. Everybody strapped with a gun, though. Makes sense to me. What happened to the Victorian times? Yeah, the Wild Wild West was romanticized. Most definitely romanticized. Violence is something that sells movies. But in all actuality, we had less shootings back in those days. I think it was just anybody shooting anybody. No, people, that's why people were so polite to each other. They had certain manners. Everybody strapped with a gun. You stay in line. Everybody was nice. You have that thing in the back of your head telling you to be a human being because somebody might pop a cap in your ass. Well, you know, that tends to work. What do they say? Fear makes a decent human being? I don't know. But it's sort of like the same concept with fences. What do they say about fences? Fences make good neighbors, right? Lost so much of our humanity. And that's what it is. I look at the whole conservative thing, and I look at the whole liberal thing. I do believe in freedom. I'm fundamentally an anarchist myself. Fundamentally. I believe in self-rule. But self-rule within the bounds of a society. Then the forms of society. Now, liberals just, you know, that's humanity. And liberals are really losing humanity. I mean, the idea to go and have sex and be irresponsible, you know, be a loose woman, spread your legs to anybody, and have many guys, you know, have their way with you, like a Jerry Springer show, like what's the other guy? Not Montel, but Murray. You know, these women being tested, having their children tested, these men tested. He's not the father. He's not the father. He's not the father. One woman went up to 11 guys. 12 or 11 guys. She didn't know who the daddy was. No, she's not a prostitute. Not a prostitute. Which is so loose, but you know, you can do that when you have abortion, right? You can just be loose with every man you want to. Degrade yourself. Lose your value as a woman. Lose your value. Lose your humanity because you're going to end up murdering the baby that's inside of you. Because you have the freedom to do so, right? I understand the whole issue of rape and development. I understand those issues. Absolutely. But just to be a hedonist, a heathen, as Christians would say, and there are those women who have had abortion after abortion after abortion. That's their form of birth control. Have so many abortions that they can no longer have children anymore. They've destroyed their reproductive systems. That's the definition of destroying your humanity. If that means anything to anybody, I don't know. I on the Roe versus Wade, I've always been sort of in the middle. I'm not. I don't consider myself so much of a conservative, and I believe people should have freedom, like I said, but there's just things that you don't do. If I were going to shoot somebody, kill somebody in the middle of the street, guess what? I would go to prison. So why are you able to shove a hook to a baby and deny this child life? Deny him birth, him or her, any kind of future. I understand. I know that is hard. But see, that's again, that you gotta learn constraint. That's what being conservative is about. You do have the freedom to do things. Realize that. As an American, you should be proud of that. But just because you have the freedom to do something doesn't mean you necessarily should do it. Right? What's the difference between killing a man or nearly wounding him? Say, if someone breaks into your home, self-defense. Let's say you're a good enough shot, and you know the situation, the courts will rule in your favor. Do you kill the man, or do you spare him by just wounding him? You know, shot to the knee or something. It's these little decisions that make us who we are. And you, at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, who are you? Because if you're someone who does not take care of responsibility, someone who's not responsible for themselves, not responsible for their own activities, not responsible enough to take consequences, then you are not yet human. So if you have such libertarian views, you're going to devolve at some point. You're going to become a monster. You know, what's next? Bestiality? You're going to have sex with animals? Right now, you're letting your government shoot you up with animal proteins, genetic material, turn you into beast. I think that's why this whole libertarian movement is gaining ground. And you think you're so civilized. Oh, guns are bad because they kill people. Guns, these libtards, these abortionists have lost their minds. You would think another black man got shot. They have lost their minds. All the riots. Why? Because the Supreme Court says it's not a human right to have an abortion. It's not a constitutionally protected right. That's all it says. Whether your state or another state makes it illegal, that's where your fight is. But it's not a constitutional right to be able to kill your child. It's not constitutionally protected. So what? There's so many things going on that the government's doing against us that is not constitutionally protected. But yeah, you libtards, let it go on. Don't you? Got the government listening to you through your phones. Got the government surveillancing you through your homes with drones. That's what's coming out of all this libertarianism. Trading freedom for security. Yeah, right. I didn't mean to go on a rant here. Guys, you know what? We're going to take a quick break. And we will try to get into the show.
A American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
We got a little bit of a short segment here. So during the short segment, I don't know. I'm just deflating. I know we got some callers. Thank goodness. We will definitely take those calls after this next break. But I don't know. I'm just deflating. I mean, how? I'm just always put myself outside the box. And it wasn't until You know, people always say, you know, step outside of the situation, step outside of the situation. I've always been outside of the situation. I'm always looking in. And just none of it makes any kind of sense to me. Now, I've, you know, I'll always have thought of myself as an anarchist. You know, I do what I want to do. So long as I don't hurt anybody, I don't steal from anybody. I don't fraud anybody. That's the way I live my life. You know, I believe in the obviously core values, the common law. That's really all we need. As a society, we need to be well versed in those common laws. We need to be well versed in natural law, laws of the universe. You know, karma is definitely something I believe in it because it has a physical application. You know, if you do something, there's always a consequence. There's a physical application to that. For every action, there's a positive or negative equal reaction. So if that is something immediate or something that just happens to creep back to you later on in life, then that's just what it is. So, I mean, the butterfly effect is absolutely real. Absolutely real. We have to think about what we do, the decisions that we make. Being this, you know, society is breaking down. You've got the family unit, which no longer matters to anybody. You know, mom, dad, together in the house with the babies. No, you got chicks out here that have no skill. Excuse me, you have females out here with no skill. A lot of times, no education. No self-worth, value. No confidence, no sleep with men after men, hoping to get pregnant, and collecting checks. Not only from, you know, the men through child support, then they're on government programs on top of it. The more kids they have, the more money they make, right? Where is the value in that? Oh, my goodness gracious. Guys, I must make an apology. And please, Mike, give my apologies to the caller. This is a Red Pill Nation hangout night. Simulcast. It completely slipped my mind. But hey, guys, you guys enjoyed anyway, so we'll go ahead and do it. It's Wednesday already. Week's flying by. I like it. So listen, guys, we're gonna take this commercial break, and then we'll come back on the other side with the Red Pill Nation with Naroki 5. All right, guys, simulcast. I love it. All right. I will definitely see you guys on the other side. We have to take commercial breaks so that we can do the switchover.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So I'm gonna give the topics, but depending on how long we take, I may have to break this up and actually do another show actually like later, or I'll have to reschedule it for tomorrow. But the topics that we will be covering on this show include number one, Elon Musk has to kick ass in an attempted clandestine attempt to take a clandestine takedown of libs of TikTok on Twitter. Two, MSM mainstream media is targeting YouTube revenue again. Taylor Lorenz demoted over WAPO article. You're going to like that one. Then we got the Hollywood Report, which we may have to, which is going to get bumped down to the end because it might. We may have to do a completely different episode on this, but the Hollywood Report consists of A, Hollywood Amber Heard doubles down, Ezra Miller on the run from grooming accusations, C, Joker the musical, D, unnecessary gay kiss in Buzz Lightyear, E, strong independent fight, and I literally saw the preview reels for Predator 5. She's, I'm not sure of her exact height, but she is either average or below average height, skinny little wisp of a woman. But she's going to take down Predator, probably because the only other thing before the Predator got to her was just a bunch of lispy queer soy boys. But yeah, strong independent skinny wisp of a woman versus Predator in Predator 5. And F, Tom Hanks' idiotic statement on actor qualifications. Topic number four, it's official, nearly half of Canadians believe, oh, thank you, but see you later, David. It's nearly half of Canadians believe in quote-unquote conspiracy theories. Number five, did Justin Trudeau interfere in Gabriel Wortmann Nova Scotia shooting investigation via Brenda Luckey? Six, Biden administration goes off on gas prices, and this is a two-parter, which is why we may have to break this up into two different parts. Biden administration tries to pass off gas prices to the gas companies, and this is becoming a rather typical topic. Polls indicate near disaster for Democrats in midterms. So with me tonight, of course, is my usual partner in crime, secretly reporting on all of us to the culture of compliance department, which secretly exists in every single Western government out there.
Speaking of Pearson, which, this episode of RPN has been brought to you by Pfizer, because everything has been brought to you by Pfizer.
Exactly. Rearson, introduce yourself.
Well, it might have been brought to you by Pfizer, but I assure you, that was well before people needed to have the problems of little blue pills to take care of those little embarrassing moments. Yeah, all of us here certainly don't qualify for that generation. So I'll leave all of that alone. I got to keep the mouth in check, so I'll self-censor myself to the best of my ability tonight.
Okay, I'm gonna push it close to the edge. Also brought to you tonight, the big blue pill. The only thing that men need to know about the big blue pill is doing. And with that, Kelso, introduce yourself.
Hello there. We might not be able to swear for now, but I think some penetrating of the cabinets might be okay, according to Klaus Schwab. Anyway, I'm Dave Kelso from PSEC Media. You can go to minds.com/PSEC documentary, hit the little about section, and you will see the links for, you know, BitChute, Odyssey, YouTube, Rumble, et cetera, everywhere else that I am on social media. And even though there technically is a YouTube account, haven't used it since 2020. And, of course, that's because YouTube has become 1984 tube, broadcast yourself carefully. So that's about all I have to say on that.
And V.
Yes, well, I'm V, host of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, right here on RBN, and I will say RBN is not funded or associated with Pfizer, but, you know, it actually is sponsored by TLBTalk.com, though, Freedom of Speech Social Network. People need to be joining.
Okay, so, like I said, we're going to go one, two, and then we're going to kind of like jump down to the hell is going on here. We're going to start with one, then two, and we're going to do the YouTube stuff, and then we're going to move the Hollywood Report to the end. We're going to do 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, and 3. I'm just going to post that up there so that we all know the order. Reason being is that we may, depending upon how long we take tonight, we may have to do another episode.
Naroki, your counting skills are like Bill Gates, you know, 95, 98, ME, XP, Vista, 7, 8, 10, 11.
How the hell did that happen? Okay, hold on a second. But yeah, let's get into the let's get into the topic at number one. Okay, so what happened with... This is the reason I think... I mean, it actually took a direct intervention from Elon Musk before they actually backed off of this. Somebody at YouTube, at Twitter, who has likely officially been fired now, I'm guessing, was cooperating with forces outside of outside, and there was a literal organized, I would almost say, doxing attempt of the libs of TikTok. When libs of TikTok tried to report all of these threats to Twitter management, nobody moved. Nobody, and this is something I'm noticing a lot with Twitter, because, I mean, if you look at some of the stuff that's, we're not going to cover the abortion issue tonight, folks, just an FYI. But you're seeing a lot of people making open, including, by the way, the lispy queer Carlos Maza, who we've covered on this show before, open calls for violence. And Twitter is done absolutely nothing about it. It wasn't until it got, and of course, Elon, thanks to his interviews with Joe Rogan and the Babylon Bee, he knows about libs of TikTok. The moment he piped up, he just typed in one word, why? And the people who made these threats immediately, like, and I mean, as in, it was like before the words even exited, before Elon could even start asking questions. Hey, Henrik, I'll have you, we'll do your quick introduction just as soon as I'm done here. As like before the words even left Elon Musk's mouth, like, these people were gone. Now, I'm noticing a trend here, and it, like, if you start looking around, it's becoming, there appears to be, and this is big picture here, there appears to be, and we'll get more into this when we get to the last political topic tonight, there appears to be some type of an attempt to organize a absolute purge or an emergency of such epic proportions that now, because, I mean, yeah, they're resorting. You're seeing more and more of this, like the crowd that I go up against, and this will come. This is the reason why I had to throw in the Tom Hanks statement, is because, like, it's like you're seeing more and more, like, the crowd that we're fighting up against is getting more unhinged, more threatening, more violence, and, you know, doing increasingly desperate things to try to shut up the opposition.
Oh, Lives, yeah. Very briefly, if I may, on a related thing, have you heard of a group called Gays Against Groomers?
I saw the name once. I know that not necessarily. I think the homosexual community is not necessarily linked in.
Yeah,
this group. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, I just want to say real quick what's going on, because it's directly in parallel with everything you're saying, is that the legitimate non-degenerate people who just happen to have been born gay are getting really sick and tired of having other people lump them in with, you know, pedophiles and freaks. And they also understand that there is an agenda of the sexualization of children that they don't agree with. So Gays Against Groomers has started. And immediately the trolls are on it. This is a group of Nazis, literally Nazis, Nazis, Nazis. So they're running that old theme. I've been participating in the comments on their Facebook page, and, you know, this one Paige Schill, whoever the hell she is, Jenna somebody, you know, going on, oh, Nazis, Nazis, Nazis. And, like, everybody, gay, straight, and everybody else is just, like, coming down, like, no, and just like, asking her, okay, so answer the question, are you against pedophiles being predatory against children or not? And this person's, like, completely silent on the question. So, yeah, the opposition is really getting nervous, and, you know, even something like gays against groomers, like who would be against protecting kids except people like Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell? No one would be against protecting kids from predators. So that just goes to show how desperate they are. They are outing they're outing themselves by calling gay people Nazis for standing up and wanting to protect kids from pedophile abuse. So that just goes to show how much their brains are deteriorating. So nothing you said surprises me. It's all horrible.
So, yeah, in unrelated notes, every time I ask one of these individuals why it's so important that they instruct 5 to 8 year olds on gay sex, I either get screamed at or they go silent. They ignore the question. And if they ignore the question but keep posting, then I keep posting the question up to them till they either shut up or they get pissed off at me, one or the other. Henrik, introduce yourself, please, and then I will finish up what I'm going to say, and then I'm going to turn it over. We'll start with Kelso, since Kelso had to kind of step in briefly. So, Henrik, introduce yourself. Henrik, we're waiting.
Obi-Blonde Kenobi, use your dank saber, unmute your mic, and use the Force and say something.
Okay, we'll wait till Henrik unmutes himself, and then we'll get onto it.
Henrik, now is not the time to be spanking yourself to porn. This is conversation time, not happy fun time.
Yes, put the lightsaber away, Henrik.
Put the flesh saber away and stop looking at pictures of Ahsoka Tano.
Yes, do that. Feel the Force. Channel the Force into your intellect, not into your loins.
Feel the Force of your vocal cords speaking on this topic.
Okay.
Just send him a copy of the latest Sports Illustrated.
No.
I'm apparently on the outside of the joke. Like, is that the one with the tranny on it, or are you talking about something else?
I'm talking about the 200-pound land whale that they have
for this year.
Oh my god!
The one that V would probably. Well, I don't know. V, would you tap that anyway?
I guess the Sports Illustrated cover is about that new movie Free Will, Mom.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a sequel to Free Willy, only this one's a land whale. You know.
Yeah. They free them to run into the grocery store and just absolutely devour everything, and then like parents. It's like next thing you know, the grocery store is completely empty. And
these are the people that you want wearing masks. Just saying.
Yes, exactly. So getting back to the point. Grierson was not, to give you an idea of how bad the MSM is on this, as completely expected. I don't know whether that protest in Calgary went down, Grierson. You can maybe cover it. As expected, CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, wrote a hit piece. You're going to love this. They tried to connect the trucking convoy. The trucker convoy. Oh. To the protests about a transgender They tried to kind of like rename it so it wouldn't, like, if somebody tried to do a search on it, it wouldn't immediately come up. But they had to post something on their door and at their library website about it. They renamed it so that it wasn't going to be like Transgender Story Hour. It was Trans Queen or something like that. People found out anyway. Protesters started showing up. As expected, CBC wrote a hit piece, and they tried to connect the trucker. That's the type of stuff we're dealing with here. Anyway, Elon Musk is, I mean, my personal feeling on Elon Musk is that, I mean, at this point, he's been attacked so much for trying to buy Twitter, for attempting to buy Twitter, that at this point, I think Elon Musk's ego has been pretty much... This is just speculation on my part. I'm thinking Elon Musk's ego has been pretty much committed. Like, he's going to get Twitter because fuck you. Oh, sorry. Because F you, that's why. But the whole thing, yeah, you're starting to see, because, like, I mean, they're losing Twitter, which means that they have to ramp up their rhetoric elsewhere.
Well, in fairness, I think the Twitter stuff is kind of a distraction because Elon Musk is kind of on record stating things like he thinks that the fourth industrial revolution and Klaus Schwab's great reset is inevitable and we should all just kind of embrace it and get chips in our brains. And he's also very thrilled and happy to be working on advancing the same mRNA technology that is having people get blood clots and all that. So, yeah, Elon Musk isn't anybody's savior or friend. But as far as any attempts to take down, you know, libs of TikTok on Twitter, as I recall, libs of TikTok is, you know, videos essentially whistleblowing on some of the more shady, degenerate stuff and, you know, children's classrooms and elsewhere, and just kind of trying to show people that this stuff is not some weird conspiracy theory. There actually is a real agenda and it's really happening. So it doesn't really surprise me that people are trying to censor them. And of course, you know, as Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage, all of us merely players. So somebody's got to at least pretend to be the good guy some of the time. So people like Musk, Trump, et cetera, you know, they play their parts well. But, you know, it's all a part of the show. Stone Cold versus The Rock. And Vince McMahon owns it all. That's all I got to say on that.
Okay. Well, I mean, I haven't actually finished yet. But, you know, like I say, I'm not completely sold on Elon Musk either. The whole thing, though, we'll see. There's definitely going to be some heads rolling at Twitter once Elon Musk takes over. What kind of a change that's going to mean at this point, I don't know. I suspect this is just speculation on my part. I suspect that Elon has had his eyes open to the actual reality of the situation. So some of the stuff that he said before it might not apply. Who knows? But Kelso, you're up now, so go ahead.
Yeah, like I said, I pretty much thought that was the topic we were on, and, you know, that's why I said what I said about, libs of TikTok and Elon and so on. I'm not sure what else to say about it, really. Like, yeah, you know, regardless of anything, I mean, you know, like I said, even with controlled opposition, somebody's got to play the good guy. So, you know, just like Trump has said in done a lot of good things while conservatives ignore the bad stuff, and no matter how much I show videos of Trump talking, it's either, oh no, he didn't say that, he didn't mean that, or oh, they're just playing the game, trust the plan, blah blah blah, whatever. So it wouldn't surprise me if Elon does end up buying Twitter, and it wouldn't surprise me if there were actually a lot of positive changes that he did make, kind of like how gas prices were at an all-time low under Trump, and now they're at an all-time high under Biden. Doesn't mean that Trump and Biden aren't both part of the Stone Cold versus The Rock theater, it just means that, you know, they have their parts to play. So obviously one of the parts is going to be doing at least some good. So it wouldn't really surprise me if part of Elon's role is to, you know, straighten out Twitter a bit and send some of these leftist types packing. Not because he's necessarily our buddy and you know, has suddenly changed his mind about supporting the Fourth Industrial Revolution, but, you know, just because, you know, people play the roles they play. If, you know, if there was nobody playing the good guy, then that would be way too suspicious. You gotta have somebody playing the good guy. I mean, wouldn't be much of a show if there was only one role and that's it, would it?
Henrik, are you there? Henrik? Okay, V, you're up.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Everybody pretends to play the great guy. So I don't know where you're going with that. But it's... The reason why Musk has to step up at this point, I don't know if you guys are listening to the news. You know me. I always follow the feds. I follow the feds and what they're doing. And what Twitter has done, well, actually, let me take a step back. What the feds are doing, FBI specifically are doing, they're firing or taking away security clearance, demoting all the conservative members of their force, of their law enforcement. So that's what's been going on. Now, to follow up with that, Twitter has been hiring FBI for security to do the same thing, to get rid of conservatives on their network. Either to do more shadow banning, getting rid of conservative bots, you know, to outright banning people off the network. So they're hiring, they're doing what Facebook did, because Facebook was the first one to hire FBI cells to do their security for them. So now Twitter has walked the same path. So with that being public knowledge now, because it wasn't public knowledge with Facebook. It was not public knowledge. People have to find that out later on. But now that's open and public knowledge for Twitter. Well, that's just going to kind of take down the value of the network. So what Elon Musk wanted afterwards, I don't know. He's going to do something in order to make it valuable again, because it's just going to become another useless platform like Facebook, and people are going to have to scatter off of that and go onto these smaller social networks like my own, which have a real voice. So that's why Elon is having to make the moves he's got to make right now. And with that, I'll pass it on.
Henrik, are you back yet? Oh, I think he's still muted here. Rearson, you're up.
Right. Can be one. I'm gonna go kind of on a I suppose in a sense I'll add to what Kelso said already about Musk. My opinion of what's going on is that this is well above our pay grades, collectively speaking, and we're talking about things that are happening that are at the levels of society that we can only imagine. Excuse me, we can only imagine. And yes, I'm well aware of what Musk has said in the past, his transhumanism feelings and that we need chips in the brain and we need to get in front